Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
On their first day back at school this month, some elementary grade students in Northern Virginia brought a letter home to their parents. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says many parents became actively interested in what they read in that letter.
Right. This is a story by Debbie Truong with the Washington Post about students at Laurel Ridge Elementary School in Fairfax County who took home a letter to their parents saying that the Fairfax schools were so strapped they were going to have to charge every child 5 cents for every piece of paper given to them.
The letter described a new student paper account that would have to be funded by families. The news was poorly received, to say the least. I'll go ahead and spoil the ending and say that it wasn't true. There is no paper account. But there was a reason for the letter. David, what was it?
The school was trying to help as students learned about American history and the Stamp Act. They decided to kind of recreate this by letting parents know that they were going to start being charged for every little piece of paper, much like the British did to the American colonists. So the lesson apparently struck home. It got people riled up. But of course, the problem is that some people didn't realize it was a teaching moment.
The original Stamp Act caused a bit of public rioting, of course. This time it was only angry phone calls and some harsh posts on Facebook. But David, we should also mention an earlier letter sent to parents, one that told them this was coming and that it was all part of a lesson.
The timing here wasn't probably thought out that well. The letter went home right before the holiday break, the winter break, and so probably overlooked in all the activities. And so, boom, first day of school, January the 2nd, a letter comes home about this fee. Jane Strauss, the chairman of the county school board, called the letter a very legitimate teaching technique, but she said it just can't look that real.
If nothing else, in Fairfax County, they probably have a clearer understanding now of the Stamp Act of 1765. David, in Craig County, what they have is better-looking snowplows, and that's our next story.
Yeah, this is a story by Pam Dudding Birch, a reporter with the Newcastle Record, weekly in Craig County. Now, the Craig County school system is a lot smaller than Fairfax. There's only 650 students in the entire school system. And there's only three schools. There's an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school. So as an art activity, and apparently this is a thing now in rural school districts, that the kids are painting the snowplows.
We can see from pictures here, David, that the students did very well with some holiday and school spirit themes and one Van Gogh tribute. How many snowplows were painted?
They painted four snowplows, one owned by the school system and three by VDOT. These trucks all ran in the county Christmas parade, and they'll be running the roads with this recent snowfall.
So, in effect, it's a mobile art exhibit for Craig County for the winter season. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.